How important is it to have close relationships? Yes, it is extremely important. At the same time, relationships can't be forced. You can't just put two together, have a nice relationship. It's not possible like that. So, there are, in my experience, relationships work out in three different ways. There may be many, but at least in my experience, now with some devotees, you just click. Just meet once, twice, you know, we just think like we may study the same shastra, or we may like, many things we find we like each other. We think like that. And if we have even one devotee like that, it's very fortunate. Then don't bother. Some of my, as far as my shastric study is concerned, some of my best friends are grihasthas. I find they like to study shastra. Some of them are in academic study of shastra or wherever. So if there are people with whom you click like that, don't bother which ashram it is. Wherever it clicks, that's where relationship works. That's wonderful. That sangha is the gift of Krishna. That's first. But this will often, you know, to find that people with whom we click, it is not so easy. And then initially we may think, oh, I click. And then you click out, you know. You find that it's not all that great. It takes time. But still, you find that it's worth cultivating. Worth investing time. Even if that devotee is very far away in some other temple, you can take some time out and occasionally contact and stay in touch. That may take time to develop. Now, the other two are in our social circle, where we live, where we do seva. So, if we have to work with some devotees, then it is important that we develop at least a working relationship, if not an intimate relationship. So, that means if we have some preconceptions or reservations about them, then in a proper forum, we clarify. So that whatever unnecessary walls are there, they can be avoided. And if that is not done, then, you know, working seems to be like, you know, walking in a minefield. Suddenly what will explode, you don't know. So if you have to work with some devotees, it's good to spend some time, clarify whatever preconceptions we might have. And clarify expectations, and that way have a good working relationship. And in general, if we really work for a good amount of time with devotees, a relationship develops also. Because we'll see that if they have faults, I also have faults. They have some good quality, I also have some good quality. And gradually, that relationship develops. But it will require some investment. And third is where we are more in a relationship of mentorship. Where, you know, we have some devotee guide. These two I am more or less talking about equals. Third is I am talking about a guide. So maybe it may be the devotee who brought us initially to Krishna consciousness, or it may be somebody else who is serving like a mentor or a counselor. So that relationship requires investment of time. You know, so that means the devotee may give some instructions. We have to follow those instructions. And overall, unless there are some serious incompatibility issues, it's good to be able to open the heart to that devotee. The ideal situation for a devotee is, especially for a brahmachari, is that we need to have at least one devotee, one senior devotee, whom we can trust more than our mind. More than our mind means what? See, our mind is constantly giving us opinion. It's like this, this is like that. And most often, we look at the world through the filter of the mind. So if somebody criticizes me, you know, the mind doesn't immediately say, maybe there's a fault in the mind. This devotee is always a fault-finding person. So usually, for most of the world, we look through the mind. But if we have at least one devotee, when we hear from that devotee, we don't look at him through the mind. We look at him and then we look at the mind. This devotee is saying like this and my mind is saying like this. Which is right. So that level of trust will take a long time to develop. But if we have that level of trust in one devotee, we'll be very, very safe in our bhakti. Because then the mind will not be so easily able to mislead us. The mantra and Kaikeyi pastime. Now Kaikeyi's mistake was twofold. First, she heard mantra. And second is, she did not hear anyone else. So, in one sense, mantraize like our mind. And the mind keeps giving us ideas. Do this, this is wrong, that is wrong, this doubt comes up, that doubt comes up. So we need to have someone, again it need not be a senior also, maybe it's an equal, who is not going to be judgmental, but is going to be understanding and compassionate. And helps us come to a proper understanding. So that will keep us spiritually safe. So the first association I talked is more for our inspiration, nourishment, and that is what happiness in our relationship. We want a joyful relationship. So where it clicks, that will be joyful. The second is more of a functional relationship, where we will be cohesive. We won't be like our day-to-day situation won't be explosive. It's more as cohesive. And the third is what I'm talking about for protection, where we can trust someone there, and when if we go wrong and somebody corrects us, the normal sense of the defensiveness of the ego is that if somebody corrects us, we want to counter that person. But then if we trust someone, then we will evaluate. So how important are relationships? Yes, they are very important. But as I said, we can't force. But knowing that they are important, we can try to invest time and energy and thought to try to develop them.